From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It could be as early as tomorrow when BP gets the word from the government that it can finish its relief well, allowing the company to plug its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico for good. But the top official in charge of the government's response to the spill, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says the final order to proceed won't come until more testing is done to prepare for the bottom kill process.
We're going to continue the what we call the near ambient pressure test. That is testing the pressure currently in the blowout preventer and the capping stack, and we're going to continue to take pressure readings off of that.
Meanwhile, President Obama, his wife and daughter Sasha spent the night in Panama City Beach, Florida. The trip was aimed at reassuring Americans that the Gulf Coast is a safe destination. They're due back at the White House today. Authorities are investigating a deadly accident during an off-road race in Southern California last night. Eight people were killed and a dozen injured when one of the vehicles competing in the race sailed off a jump and plowed into a crowd of spectators. Freelance photographer David Conklin was taking pictures at the time.
It rolled off the course and into the crowd. There was hundreds of people lined along this particular stretch of the race course.
The race was being held in the Mojave Desert near the city of Lucerne Valley. A record heat wave, drought, and stubborn wildfires have combined to cause fears about the wheat crop in Russia. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that Russian officials have imposed a ban on the export of wheat and other grains, and that ban goes into effect today.
On the order of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, Russia will not export wheat until December 31st. Last year, Russia's grain harvest was nearly 100 million tons, but this year, that number is expected to drop by about 25%. Putin says the ban is aimed at keeping the Russian domestic market supplied with grain, so there won't be a huge jump in prices. Many analysts say the move is also meant to quell any domestic public unrest over increased prices. Russia ranked number 3 last year in wheat exports, and economists say the ban from such a key player sent prices to 2-year highs and could cause worries of a global food supply crisis. Putin shrugged off the controversy, saying the Kremlin reserves the right to extend the ban if this year's harvest is bad. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Pakistan today. He's touring areas ravaged by floods that began just over 2 weeks ago in an effort to boost relief efforts. The government says some 1,500 people have died and 20 million are homeless. More flooding is expected. Rivers are rising in southern Sindh province. China is observing a national day of mourning today for more than 1,200 victims of last week's mudslide that buried a town in the country's northwest. The disaster, however, is still not over. More rain is in the forecast as soldiers work to prevent more flooding in the town. This is NPR News. Jazz singer, actress, and songwriter Abby Lincoln has died in New York. She was 80 years old. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that Lincoln's career also encompassed her passionate commitment to the civil rights movement.
Lincoln's singing style was often described as intense and arresting. She was often compared to Billie Holiday. Lincoln was born in Chicago, raised in rural Michigan, and then went west to pursue a singing career. In the 1950s, she made her first album and appeared in her first film, a Jane Mansfield vehicle called The Girl Can't Help It. She married and collaborated with the jazz musician Max Roach, and in the 1960s got involved in the civil rights movement. After divorcing Roach in 1970, she began to write her own songs. Lincoln released her last album in 2007 when she was recovering from open-heart surgery.
A flame that flickered one day, then died away.
Abby Lincoln was 80 years old. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
There has been a series of bombings in Iraq today. Iraqi police say the bombings hit commuters across Baghdad during morning rush hour. At least 4 people have been killed. Provincial police also say 3 people were killed when gunmen opened fire on worshippers as they were leaving a mosque in a town south of the capital. Officials in Arizona say a warden at the prison where 3 people escaped last month has resigned. One of the fugitives remains at large. Authorities are focusing their search for him and a female accomplice on western Montana and the Canadian border. They were suspected in the deaths of an Oklahoma couple. Authorities are asking travelers at truck stops and campgrounds nationwide to watch out for them. This is NPR News.